You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Spoke to three of the directors of a brand new documentary that has just come out in New Zealand, and it's called Totally Under Control, and it's a pretty incredible look at America's response to the coronavirus pandemic, and particularly the Trump administration's response, the ways in which politics got in front of science, and it's pretty shocking. The biggest thing I took away from it was how much we've kind of gotten to this totally weird space in the world where that is how politics seems to be happening in America. But what is really remarkable about this documentary is it lays it out in a chronological timeline of when testing kits were held up, how scientists who spoke up against the administration were then silenced. It's pretty remarkable. So it was a real pleasure to be able to speak to Alex Gibney, Ophelia Harutinyan, and Suzanne Hillinger, who were the three directors of this. They've all worked on various amazing documentaries and projects in the past, and I cannot recommend watching this documentary enough. We're going to listen to this in two parts. This is my conversation with Alex, Ophelia, and Suzanne about Totally Under Control. Hello, Alex, Suzanne, and Ophelia. Pleasure to speak to you. I just watched the documentary yesterday, and I'm not going to lie, I've been reeling ever since I saw it. You fit so much into this, and it's quite a daunting thing to watch. It must have been a daunting task to undertake too. Where do you start with unpacking something as complicated as what this documentary talks about?
This is Suzanne. So, when we started... we had a great team of associate producers, researchers who put together a timeline starting in January and really just writing down the narrative of what happened on each day, when did first cases happen, mm-hmm. what was the White House response, anything we could collect to understand who knew what, when, and what they were doing about it. And from there, we could sort of read the whole timeline from January to when we started, which was early May. Could sort of suss out, you know, what were the critical moments where it was really important, for example, to get testing off the ground, and we didn't. Yep. And that was, you know, obviously a very important story. So what were those critical moments that we needed to sort of distill and really understand? And then what were other sort of story moments that were really, you know, really illustrated some kind of, misstep or or decision. And those sort of came to the surface through that research. And also when we started interviewing people who had first person experience, you know, the stories that they could tell the strongest obviously became of interest to us.
I think that's one thing that really does strike you when you're watching this documentary is there, when you look retrospectively, obviously you're like, oh yes, there is a clear process here. But when everything happens so fast in real time, it can be quite, you know, alarming for the public to try and understand what's going on. You want to be able to have some sort of reassurance that your government is at least maybe taking this seriously. The terrifying thing is watching this, not only are they not necessarily taking the advice of scientists, but there seems to be a lot of active blocking going on. And that's something that I think feels like one of the massive revelations from this documentary. But also that is one of many revelations from this documentary. What do you think should be some of the things you hope people take away from this? Alex, I might ask you that question.
Sure. I mean, I think, you know, we set out to tell a story. And in telling the story, we discovered the theme. And the theme was this tension between science and politics. But I think, as you say, the scary thing was to see the extent to which the politicians, in this case, this particular administration, tried so hard to corrupt the science into aligning themselves with a political message that was at odds with reality and fact. That was really a terrifying thing to witness firsthand.
And how do you hold an administration like the Trump administration to account? Because there's been so many times in the last few years where people have thought, this is it, this is the moment where they finally meet their reckoning, and it just hasn't really happened. Do you think that this documentary could be part of that moment?
Yes, and elections do matter, and Americans will have an opportunity to have their reckoning with the Trump administration in just a few days. So, you know, we hope that this documentary will play a role in that, because I think it highlights in extremely factual ways exactly the failures of this administration. It's about competence and incompetence. And at some point, people have got to be able to recognize, you know, how much this has affected their public safety. And, you know, 200,000 dead, 30 million jobs lost. It's really, you know, we think it's going to have an impact.
Do you think, Ophelia, I might ask you this, do you think that Americans have had to reckon with their identity this year as this nation of the free, as this kind of great leader in the Western world? Do you think that's something that has been very much present in America this year?
Well, I mean, I'm a foreigner, and I have this perspective of looking at America from like the outside. I've been here for long enough to see it from the inside and feel like it's home, but I also have this outsider's perspective. And it is a little weird that the way the things that this pandemic has exposed, I think I mean, and you can tell me if this is true, but I think the international community's perception of America has changed, which is a very unfortunate. America honestly was supposed to be this the country that was the most prepared. The American CDC, you know, trained the CDCs of the other countries, mm-hmm. and the other CDC, you know, like the Korean CDC and the other CDCs were prepared because of America, and here was America not being able to handle this virus. I think the public has lost, one thing that's very unfortunate is that the American public has lost their faith and their trust in the CDC and the scientists, which is a huge blow. And hopefully that can be fixed, because like you said in the beginning, you know, there's so much happening that the public doesn't know what to react to or what to do. And if things are going well, the public shouldn't be reading up all about it and try to find out what's going on. If everything is going well, you're getting the information, a honed information from the scientists. Mm-hmm. The messaging should be clear, and that's how the public won't need to actually educate themselves from different sources. But the issue here is that the messaging has been coming from the politicians, the scientists have been silenced, and that's why there's been so much confusion about who to listen to and what to do.
How does a country like America rebuild from a sort of context like this? And I mean rebuild trust in science and trust in the processes of democracy and things that we have seen eroded across this year, but also across the last few years since the Trump administration has been in power. How do you rebuild from that?
Yeah, I think that we need... no matter who you vote for, we need strong leadership that not only we can trust that they are going to be honest and transparent with us about what's going on in our government and our country, but also that they, you know, put scientists at the front of messaging that has to do with health, that has to do with a lot of, you know, climate change. And that I think that they are going to be, it's going to be very important that they bolster up and support scientists and, you know, don't politicize things that have nothing to do with politics.
We are talking about Totally Under Control, which is a documentary that looks at the Trump administration and America's response to the coronavirus pandemic. And we're going to listen to the second part of this interview. After this, it's Nah Noise with Sunstone Air. That is a brand new track from Nah Noise. It's called Sunstone Air. It's the first single from their debut album, which will be coming out next month. We're going to jump back into the second part of the conversation that I had with the three directors of Totally Under Control, which is a new documentary looking at how the Trump administration and American government handled the coronavirus pandemic and is handling the coronavirus pandemic. So we're listening to Alex Gibney, Ophelia Harutyunyan, and also Suzanne Hillinger chat to us about this film. One moment that is quite striking in the documentary is when we start hearing about, you know, miracle cures and the Trump kind of straight to Twitter kind of moments that happen. How do you combat that sort of trigger happy kind of, I guess, like taking down of information or disseminating misinformation? How do you kind of combat that?
At the end of the day, you know, if people want to get basic about it, if you need open heart surgery, would you trust Donald Trump to perform it? I don't think so. You know, I think you need to be able to get to a place where you're putting your faith in people who have concrete knowledge about public health. That seems so critical. And it doesn't seem that complicated to really think about. But that's why, you know, from a political perspective, it's so important to render this judgment against Trump and his administration, because he's tried so hard to undermine the very idea of fact. And you can't have the rule of law without facts, and you can't have public health without facts. You know, and so the first step in terms of getting back on the path toward, you know, a vigorous and healthy democracy is to begin to restore faith in institutions of government, which, by the way, are reflections of the people. So
just to add one thing to that too, I mean, I think that what we need to do moving forward too, that we did not do in response to this pandemic, was listen, like, you know, learn from our past experiences. And something that I don't know how well other countries are good at this, but, you know, the US, our public health system does not get enough funding on a regular basis to be able to prepare for some kind of a crisis. Usually that money does not get released from the federal government until, you know, there is a hurricane, there is a pandemic, there is some kind of big crisis. And then it's like, you know, they don't have the staffing they need, they don't have the supplies they need, and it's all, you know, happening at the same time. So I think that our government needs to learn how to better prepare for what might come, you know, be a bit more proactive than reactive.
And our government needs to learn how to learn. Yeah.
Learn how to learn. That's a really good point. That's something that you kind of touch on at the end of the documentary as well, kind of hinting at climate change being perhaps the next big and the current big situation that we're all experiencing across the world. And what is giving you all hope? That's something I really want to know. What is giving you all hope after you've made this project? It's very intense. There's a lot to unpack. But what gives you hope out of this situation?
You know, we spoke to a lot of people who are dedicated healthcare professionals, scientists, who really care deeply about making the world a better place. And what gives me hope is a situation where they're enabled because their energy and their wisdom and their skill is palpable. And so the future, a bright future is there for us if we just listen to that.
How about you, Ophelia? Yeah.
We've made so many advancements in science. I mean, we are, it's incredible the things that we have achieved. You know, the fact that we're in a global pandemic and hopefully soon there will be a vaccine that will help us get out of this. I mean, that is just, you know, thanks to all these hardworking scientists who have brought us here. And so my hope is that, you know, we will go back to appreciating science and listening to scientists. We do need leadership that will allow us to do that. But I do think that it's impossible to silence science. I mean, yes, scientists were silenced during this pandemic in America, but I don't think you can silence science. That is impossible. And that's what really gives me hope.
I'm hopeful that, you know, so much has been exposed that is broken in this country that I'd like to hope that there's sort of nowhere to go but up. I hope I'm not wrong. but yeah, there's a lot that I think we have been humbled by. I think the idea that the US has always sort of presented itself to the rest of the world as being the best of the best, and we are not right now. I think hopefully some of that humbleness has translated into our the next generation of leaders.
So what's next after this project for you? You must be looking forward to a big sleep, I'd imagine, at some point.
I think you hit the nail on the head. Yeah, it was, you know, when we finished this film, literally, what was it, a week ago Thursday, you know, I thought I was going to get that deep sleep. And then I was awakened at 2 a.m. in the morning by, you know, the president of our distributor, Neon, telling me that, you know, Trump had tested positive for COVID. I think we're all looking forward to a day when when there isn't some new scandal.
And I'm sure we can all probably relate to that a little bit. It's an incredible documentary. We were just listening to Alex Gibney, Ophelia Harutyunyan, and Suzanne Hillinger, the three directors of the new documentary Totally Under Control, which looks at America's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. And it's quite bleak, I'm not going to lie, but it is an incredible doco. And it's got a little bit of hope at the end as well. So if, like me, you kind of need to be able to see that silver lining, it has got a bit of that in there too. So you should go and watch it. It is fantastic. I can't recommend it enough.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.